Well, a BC man has posted parts of his great-grandfather's journals on his blog for Remembrance Day. Ian Bell's great-grandfather, William Markle Peacover, fought in World War I and World War II, and it's those entries that his great-grandson has chosen to publish on his blog, ianbell.com, and Ian is here to tell us more. How are you doing?
Hi, great. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for coming in. Tell us about your great-grandfather. Who was he?
He was a very interesting guy. He was a school teacher from Winnipeg originally, and he grew up in Alberta, worked in Alberta, were taught in a one-room schoolhouse in Alberta, and then went off to war. And
Fought in the First World War and the Second World War.
yeah, like a lot of kids, he went to the First World War full of vinegar and something else, and was very excited to be there, very invigorated by the opportunity to be there, and I think that was confronted once he got to Vimy Ridge, once he went over the top, once he saw the kind of destruction that happens in that circumstance.
Before you read his journals, what did you know about him? How much did you know about him?
Well, I grew up with him, so I grew up. He died when I was 16 years old, so I had
Oh.
the chance to know him. He was the kind of guy you'd have a beer with, only be a brandy and cigar. He was very Canadian. To me, he's sort of the archetype of a Canadian guy. And he was all of 6 foot 2, but to me, he seemed like he was about 11 feet tall, and very strong, very vigorous through his whole life, and just a very, very cool guy.
Did he talk about his war experiences with you much?
He did a bit, but I was a kid, obviously, and so he didn't want to frighten me. But he was very open with people in the family about what he went through, and my father or my mother's father went through the same experience fighting for the Scottish Guards, and didn't say a thing, never said a word about his experiences
Really?
there. And was highly decorated for his experiences there, but my grandpa Mark was of the other school, and he was quite expressive.
What kind of detail did the journals reveal? I mean, what he talked about it a little bit, but then how much more did you learn by what he wrote?
I think you wouldn't be surprised by the things you read in his journals now. I think in those days, this was the war confronted most people's beliefs about war, right? And so for him to have expressed that was actually quite brave in those days. What he revealed was really the tragedy of it. He found some comedy in it. He found the full range of human experience in the war, and I think that's probably one of the things that motivated him to be so open about it. And didn't hurt, he was a teacher.
Well, right, and this was it was a day-to-day thing. He carried this journal with him, and he wrote
Yeah,
in the trenches.
against orders, he would keep notes of
Really?
everything that happened, and then when he got back, he started reviewing them and writing more long form.
You've got a short entry to read. I'd love to hear it if you could.
Sure. This is a passage that was quoted in Pierre Burton's book Vimy, and I think it captures his sort of recognition of what he was going through. He writes, "Moving forward in the dull light of that crowded April morning, we learned full well the nature of a great modern battlefield. This was war. Many things we saw as we stumbled over the desolation of what had been bitterly contested ground, but an hour earlier. And just ahead of us roared the barrage and that fury of the fight, the death rattle of the machine guns bursting overhead of shrapnel, thousands upon thousands of great shells, all the fiendish implements of death that man had devised. In contrast, the area through which we passed seemed strangely quiet. Here the fury had spent itself. Here death reigned and the agony of pain."
That's emotional for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's emotional, period, but I can. What made you decide to post these entries?
I think looking at recent war, we don't have a lot of mechanisms to bring stories from the front. And I think that's a very dangerous place for a society to be. To have someone able to express what happens in the circumstance is so key to our understanding of those endeavors. Because if we don't have that kind of perspective, it becomes far too easy to go to war. And when it becomes easy to go to war, you start going to war for political reasons, not for moral reasons. And I think my great grandfather was very fortunate in that he was able to go to war on a moral basis. And now that's not so true.
Tell me about what it is you're posting online. Is it the Vimy story specifically, or the entries around Vimy?
There's actually the Vimy story, which I just read a chunk of, and there's another story which he wrote as a letter to the editor of the Winnipeg Free Press. He was convalescing. He was very proud of not having been injured at Vimy, and then he was injured about 2 months later. He got shot in the elbow, so he was convalescing in Britain, and he got bombed by one of the first raids that occurred on Britain by
Oh my.
very large, very cumbersome German bombers. And so, he was impressed by the irony of being bombed in England, having survived, probably the one of the largest bloodbaths in history.
What is it like for you to be taking his words and I just think of the handwritten journals and him in a trench with a pen and the journal and you putting it out there on a blog for all to read.
It's so one of the things that's impressive to me about his writing is that the particular passage I wrote was written in the 1920s, so almost 90 years ago, and it doesn't sound that way.
Not at all.
So it makes me fiercely proud to have someone in my history that can write like that, that can express like that, that can draw that level of meaning. So I mean, it's if I could publish it all, I would. It just takes a lot of time.
Ian, it's such a pleasure to meet you. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much for sharing it with us.
Thanks very much.
Ian Bell, the great-grandson of William Markle Peckover, and he's a World War I and World War II soldier. Ian's posted some of his great-grandfather's memories of Vimy Ridge on his blog, some other stories as well, and you can get to them if you go to ianbell.com. That's